Please do be seated. And please do keep that open there. It'll be a great help for us to look at it together. Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 28, on page 1018 here in our Bibles. Now, have you ever been asked to summarise a huge body of material into just a few sentences? There's a famous theatre company who have reduced the whole works of Shakespeare into one 90-minute play, the Reduced Shakespeare Company. An impressive summary, if I've ever seen one. Woody Allen, the comedian, once joked that he had been on a speed reading course where you just ran your finger down the middle of each page. He said he'd been able to read War and Peace in just 20 minutes. When asked what it was about, he said, "Well, it's about Russia." Not perhaps the most impressive summary ever. Well, in today's Gospel reading, the Lord Jesus Christ is asked to give a summary of God's law. The experts calculate that there are 613 different commandments in God's Old Testament law, and he is asked to summarise them. We're here in Mark chapter 12. Jesus has arrived in Jerusalem. It's just days before his death, and he's clashing with the religious leaders of Jerusalem. Just before our reading, he was asked two trick questions. But the question in our reading is, I think, a genuine one. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" And Jesus gives a wonderful summary. He clears away the confusion and gives us God's way to live in a nutshell in just two or three sentences. Well, we've got two parts to our sermon this morning. The first is the heart of God's law, looking at Jesus' summary. And then we'll think about the purpose of God's law, why it's been given to us in the first place. So we start then with the heart of God's law. And let's see Jesus' answer to that question, starting in verse 29. "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." So the heart of God's law is love. Jesus quotes here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, known as the Shema. This was recited twice a day by the Jewish people. And Jesus says that it is this which is the most important commandment. Not actually don't murder, not actually don't steal, but the most important commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Now, it's familiar stuff, but if we get below the surface for a second, I think we'll see that this is wonderful and also deeply challenging. It's wonderful because it shows us that the God of the universe, the one and only God, doesn't just want our obedience as servants. No, he wants our love. He wants to have relationship with us. But it's also searching because it shows us that God wants our hearts. See, more important than anything we do for God, more important than anything we do for others, more important than attending church even, is that we love God with all of our hearts. God wants hearts bursting with gratitude, with affection, with love for him. And he wants all of our hearts. He wants us to love him not just on Sundays, but 7 days a week. That's why Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength." God wants us to love him with all of our affections, all of our thinking, and all of our actions. Whether we're reading a novel, mowing the lawn, preparing a meal, admiring a sunset, God wants it all to be done out of love for him. He wants our whole hearts. I mentioned that in this setting here, Jesus is speaking firstly to the leaders in Jerusalem. And it's particularly challenging for them. You see, they performed the rituals of sacrifice impeccably. They kept the outward rules precisely. They even tithed their garden herbs. They give 10% of their dill and cumin to charity. But yet in their hearts, they didn't love God. And Jesus says that that is the most important commandment. Now, as some of you know, I enjoy the occasional sailing holiday. And I suppose in sailing, the most important rule is to keep a good lookout so that you're safe and other boats are safe. Now, if that's the most important rule, if a sailor breaks that rule, it doesn't matter much if they keep the other rules. So they may have the boat very clean and tidy, and they may be wearing an extra layer of clothing to stay warm. But if they're breaking the most important rule and not keeping a good lookout, well, even if they're keeping many of the other rules, something is wrong. And Jesus' challenge to us is that the most important commandment is to love God with all our hearts. No matter which other ones we keep, if we break that, something is wrong. Well, the second commandment Jesus moves on to in verse 31, he says, the second is this, love your neighbour as yourself. Again, it's wonderful, but challenging. So people from all traditions have been drawn to this commandment. The Indian leader Gandhi said that he was particularly attracted by Jesus' teaching to love our neighbour as ourselves. And yet it is so challenging, isn't it? It shows me that my duty to those around me is not just to avoid hurting them, not just to avoid harming them, but actually to love those around me, to open my heart to them, to feel their pain, to share their joy, to pursue their well-being, just as I pursue my own. Well, Jesus says then that the second most important commandment is to love your neighbour as yourself. The heart of God's law is love. It doesn't mean, by the way, that we can ignore all the other commandments. All of the commandments are given to show us how to love. But the heart of it all is love for God with all our hearts and love for our neighbours as ourselves. Well, let's think now about the purpose of God's law. Because maybe this has left you thinking, like me, why does God set the standard so high? Here we are, we've come to church on Sunday morning, I'm sure all of us, with different burdens that we're carrying in life. Does God give us his law just to add to the burden? Just to set a standard which we can never keep? What is the purpose of God's law? Well, if we zoom out with the camera, and we're going to look for a few minutes at the whole message of the Bible about the law of God, and we'll see that the purpose of the law is not actually to give us a burden to weigh us down, but to give us a light to help us. So law has at least three purposes. And the first is to show us God's character. You see, every commandment reflects the character of God. God says don't steal, or because he is a God of generous giving. God says don't lie, because he is a God of truth and faithfulness. And first and foremost, God tells us to love, well, because he is love. So from all eternity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit have loved one another. And that means that he created the universe not because he needed anything from us, but so that he could love us. And even when we turn away from him and break his commandments, he loves us still. And he showed that love, as we've seen in Mark's Gospel supremely, by coming to earth in the person of Jesus, sharing our pain and giving his life to ransom us on the cross. So God's law is actually a love letter from God to us. Now, I came across a website this week for writing love letters. Don't ask too closely why I was browsing this website. But it offers 800 pre-written love letters. And the advice they give is not that you just print them out, but rather you would choose one of the 800 and copy it out in your own hand and then send it to someone. And they make this promise on the website. We are sure that your loved one will treasure these words as much as the person for whom they were originally written. Well, I'm not so sure about that myself, actually. I'll give you more details about that website later if you ask me discreetly. But God's law, in contrast, comes straight from his heart. And he calls us to love him, not actually for his own sake, but rather for our sake, that we might share in that relationship of love for which we were made. And when God's law seems burdensome to us, we must remember that before he calls us to love him with all our hearts, Well, God loves us wholeheartedly, with a constancy and a passion far greater than the love we could ever have for him. That's the first thing the law does then. It shows us God's character, that he is love. Second purpose of God's law is to show us our need for salvation. Just as an X-ray might show us our need for medical treatment, God's law is given to show us our need for salvation. God's law was never given as a way to earn our way to heaven. Rather, it was given to show us that we can't earn our way to heaven by our own good deeds. It says in the book of Romans, no one will be declared righteous by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. If I didn't know what God's law said, I might think I was doing fine. But actually, God's law tells me that the most important commandment is to love him with all my heart, and the second is to love my neighbour as myself. So God's law shows me that I failed to keep the two most important commandments. It shows me that as far as God's law is concerned, I deserve his judgment, that I'm in need of salvation. The teacher of the law in our passage, I think, has started to grasp this. There's a clue to that at the end of what he says. So in verse 32, the teacher of the law replies to Jesus. Well said, teacher, he said. You're right in saying that God is one and there's no other but him. To love him with all your heart and with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Or literally, to love exceeds all burnt offerings and sacrifices. I think this man has started to realise that this command to love is greater than any sacrifices he could offer for his sins. It exceeds anything he could do to make up for his failure. In other words, he says, I can see that I'm miles from God's law of love and that I need God's salvation. And then Jesus says to him in verse 34, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You see, the first stage to entering God's kingdom is to recognize that we need God's salvation, that our hearts turn from him, that we fail to keep his most important commandments, and we need that rescue, that forgiveness, that new heart. The first stage to entering God's kingdom is to recognize that. As we know from our studies in Mark, the very reason Jesus has come to Jerusalem, where he gives this teaching, is to provide that salvation, to give his life on the cross for my failure to keep God's law and to bring forgiveness and a new heart to us. So God's law is given to show us our need for salvation. And also God's law has a third purpose, which is to show us how to respond to God's salvation. So having come to the foot of the cross and received that forgiveness, that new life from Jesus, well, we want to live a life that will please him. And we want to live in gratitude to him. And God's law shows us how to do that. It shows us that we respond first and foremost by being lovers. Lovers of God and lovers of our neighbour. So when we want to live for Jesus and live a life that pleases God, it shows us that more important actually than anything we do or even anything we say is love for God and love for those around us. Now we find that our hearts are cold at times and loving other people is never simple. And so don't forget that God has first loved us, and the way we move our hearts to love others is to remind ourselves daily of all that the Lord has done for us and how much he loves us. And we find that that moves us to love him in return and to love those around us. So the purpose of God's law then is to show us the character of God, that he is love. To show us our need of salvation, for it shows us, like that X-ray, that we've turned away from God and are miles from his law of love. And then it shows us, having received that salvation, how we can live in response, the priority of love. Well, the teacher of the law in our passage, I think, could see his need for salvation. What about us as we come to the end of our time thinking about this passage this morning? Maybe we think that we are able to keep God's law ourselves. Well, if so, this week, remember what God's law is. It's to love him with all of our hearts and to love our neighbours as ourselves. Or maybe like the teacher of the law, we recognize our need for salvation, that we're miles from God's law. Well, if so, Jesus would say to us, as he said to this man, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You see your need for salvation. Or maybe we know that we've received that salvation from Christ. Well, if so, go out and let God's law be your guide as to how to live in response to him, to love him with all your heart, and to love your neighbour as yourself. Amen. Amen.